This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's like staring into the sun.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We don't normally start off with yesterday's numbers from Wall Street, but they really tell the story of these ongoing interest rate hikes. Yesterday, another quarter point from the Fed. So, cue the music. Ouch. Not one of the Dow's 30 stocks gained on Tuesday. The Dow dropped 95 points to 11,154. The Nasdaq fell 11 to 2304. The S&P 500 dropped 8 to 1293. Bank stocks were hit especially hard. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo all lost 1%. The Fed has been raising short-term interest rates for nearly 2 years now, and it hinted that at least one more increase is coming. Today in Texas, TiVo goes to court to take on satellite company EchoStar. TiVo claims EchoStar stole its digital video recording technology. Alex Cohen has more.
TiVo says it has a patent for the multimedia time-warping system, which allows viewers to zoom through programming or tape one show while watching another. The company claims EchoStar Communications has violated that patent by offering a digital video recorder with similar capabilities and has cost the company more than $95 million in lost profits. Forrester research analyst Josh Burnoff says if TiVo prevails in court, the company will probably also go after other DVR manufacturers like Motorola.
They'll end up getting a share of every digital video recorder revenue dollar. That might be perceived as poetic justice, but of course in the business world you have to sue to be able to get that.
The venue for the case favors the plaintiff. Jurors in Marshall, Texas have never ruled against a company looking to enforce a patent claim. I'm Alex Cohen from Marketplace.
In a Miami courtroom today, former lobbyist Jack Abramoff will learn his fate in the first of two criminal cases against him. He could get up to 7 years in prison for charges related to the purchase of a casino cruise line. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
6 years ago, Jack Abramoff and a friend bought a fleet of casino cruise ships. They were supposed to wire $23 million to seal the deal, but never did. The two have since pleaded guilty to bank fraud. U.S. prosecutors had asked the judge in Miami to delay today's sentencing. The government needs Abramoff's help in a separate corruption investigation in Washington. Criminal defense attorney Ruben Oliva says Abramoff's cooperation in that case could lead to a lighter sentence down the road.
Rules of criminal procedure allow for the government to come back and ask the judge to reduce someone's sentence if they help them out. And that's what will probably happen in this case.
Some predict Abramoff will spend several years behind bars regardless. In the lobbying case, he's accused of defrauding clients, buying influence with Congress, and evading taxes. The charges carry a likely sentence of up to 11 years in prison. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We told you yesterday there were more millionaires in the U.S. than ever before. Today, we're here to tell you that the IRS is auditing more millionaires than ever before. The tax collector did face-to-face audits of 5% of the millionaire population last year, more than 7,000 people. That rate is five times higher than taxpayers in general. The IRS audited less than 1% of all returns last year. This is Marketplace. Have you ever been around someone who chews gum constantly? Do they seem happier, healthier? Wrigley is betting millions of dollars on it. Stacey Vanek-Smith explains.
The Wrigley Science Institute will hire researchers to test whether chewing gum helps you focus, keep extra pounds off, or reduce stress. Morningstar analyst Mitchell Corwin says Wrigley is hoping to match the success other industries have had linking products to health benefits.
In the beverage world, functional beverages like 7-Up Plus with calcium, things that offer some sort of benefit.
Wrigley is the world's top seller of gum and has more than 60% of the U.S. market. But the company's lost a bit of its edge to fierce competitors like Hershey's Icebreakers and Cadbury Schweppes' Dentine. Corwin says a new gimmick could help Wrigley keep its crown. The U.S. chewing gum market is worth an estimated $3 billion. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Illegal immigration is the topic du jour in Washington, but according to the Census Bureau, more than two-thirds of immigrants in this country are legal. Many of them still have strong ties to their homelands and send money back to improve the towns and villages where they grew up. One family is turning this practice into a $500,000 venture. Dan Gretsch has the story from the Americas desk at WLRN.
Francisco Castro and his family left El Salvador at the start of its 12-year civil war. They settled in Fairfax, Virginia. In 1991, as the war was ending, Francisco took his son Mauricio back to his hometown of Chinameca. Mauricio says the village was falling apart.
Next to my grandma's house, there was a church. It was already built structure-wise, but they ran out of money. It wasn't painted. There were people sitting on like buckets. There was no benches. That's how they would have mass there. And so they approached my dad to somehow help them out.
When Francisco returned to Fairfax, he sponsored Salvadoran dinners in his basement, $20 a plate. Now he throws concerts in Virginia with El Salvador's biggest bands. Over 15 years, he's helped raise $500,000 for Chinameca. Today, the church in Chinameca has new floors, a new roof, and bench seating for 200. The man who rings the bell has a message for his hermanos back in Fairfax. It's the bell, he says. It's much too small. The church deserves a bell that sounds like this.
Bang, 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 blam, 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 dan, 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 dan.
Mauricio says his father came to learn that the needs of this little town are inexhaustible.
When he went back 10 years later, he would have his old friends living on the street asking him for money, like bums. Oh, remember we went to school together? Can I get some money?
Francisco formed a hometown association with other Chinameca migrants in Virginia. They built a school, installed a septic tank, and added a children's park in their hometown. The association raises money any way it can. It once made a few hundred bucks selling a homemade CD of songs pining for their little village. Now the association has big-name sponsors, like United Airlines and Sprint. Budweiser alone gave $100,000. Salvadorans, in turn, use those brands to show their gratitude. Bud Light's market share among Hispanics in Virginia has grown from nothing to 13%. The association has become more careful in its donations. It now funds projects that generate income, like this tree nursery.
We got mangoes, we got marañones, chocolate trees over here, and coffee trees over there also.
The seedlings are sold to fruit growers to plant in the deforested hillside. Along with these fruit trees, it's hoped a new town will blossom. From Chinameca, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
You'd think the search for the perfect cup of coffee.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.